Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Lede van die GEPF kan hulle ore spits en gerus 'n knoop in hulle oor maak om Portfolium te kontak. Die grootste aftreefondse in Suid-Afrika vertrou hulle lede se aftreebeplanning toe aan Portfolium en jy kan ook deur 'n SMS met die woord rand na 37522 teen R1 of 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za te stuur. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FDV BSNV's online beskikbaar. Die regering se pensioenfonds of die GEPF het vandag sy jaarverslag vir sy boekjaar tot einde maart bekendgestel. Nou, dit wys dat in die jaar tot einde maart het sy totale beleggingsportefeulje met 13,1% of R310 miljard tot R2,7 triljoen gestyg. Die beleggingsopbrengs het 14,1% beloop en dit is wesentlik beter as die 4,9% van die vorige boekjaar en dit is natuurlik gedryf deur 'n sterk vertoning van die JSE. Die bydraes van lede was 4% hoër en het R96 miljard beloop en dan het die GEPF R142 miljard aan sy afgetrede lede as pensioene en ook ander voordele uitbetaal en dit was amper 18% hoër as in die vorige boekjaar. Musa Mbabeza is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van die GEPF. Musa, thank you so much for your time. It seems like it's a good performance and growth of 13% is significantly higher than the inflation rate. How does this performance rank with the results you've seen over the past decade or so?
So the performance of the fund, firstly, to qualify that the fund as a long-term investor, we look at the long-term. So we balance out those years that do not perform very well. The economy does not perform well, hence our assets don't perform well. So we take this as part of our diversification strategy where the returns this year, the bulk of them came from our listed equities, which demonstrates that that is a viable asset class to invest in. And over the long term, we know this will balance out with other years with this poor performance. So this bodes well for the fund and for our members as well.
I think the first questions members will ask is, listen, we got a 2.9% increase for this year. Now the portfolio has performed really, really well. Will this performance have an effect or an impact on the increases members will get next year?
So the pension increases are based on our pension increase policy, which dictates that we'll pay a minimum of 75% of the year-on-year inflation number as at November the previous year before the increase in April. So we stick to the policy to the extent that we're able to pay above 75%. The board does have the discretion to look at that subject to affordability. So we do pay what is provided for in terms of the law and our policy, which is the minimum of that year-on-year inflation number. The inflation number might not have a direct relationship with the return of the assets, and these assets are supposed to be held to provide for retirement benefits for all members. So that is the thinking around it.
The GEPF and the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, are limited to invest only in the South African market or predominantly in the South African market. It has different rules to the private sector who can invest up to 45% of their funds in offshore asset classes. But you've recently been allowed to invest more offshore. What is the current situation or how much of this portfolio is foreign based?
So we can invest up to 20% outside of South Africa, up to 5% for the rest of the continent, excluding South Africa, and 15% dealing with offshore investments outside the continent of Africa.
Is the portfolio close to that structure you've just explained?
Yes, the portfolio is more or less close to the structure I've explained. 80% is in the country, 20% is earmarked for investments outside South Africa. There is, however, allowable limits where the PIC and other managers are able to go above the limits set within certain parameters that the board has set for them. So there's a range within that asset allocation that I spoke about.
The JSE is shrinking. There are fewer companies available for the PIC to invest in or the GEPF via the PIC. Are you concerned about this? And do you think it could be necessary for the mandate to be expanded to allow for more foreign investment?
We are mindful of the shrinkage of the JSE, which is particularly concerning, but our diversification allows us to balance this out. So as we've been doing over the last 2 to 3 years, we're trying to maximize our offshore allocation, and that is a gradual process that we're working on. As the fund grows, like it has grown this year at 13%, it allows the value of the 20% to be much greater than it was in the past. So we'll continue to look at ways over the long term, understanding the actuarial calculations and liability obligations that the actuaries will work out for us and other consultants to work out the best GIC asset allocation that will meet the requirements of the fund into the future.
Let's talk about the PIC, the Public Investment Corporation, which is the actual manager of the funds. It invests it in the different opportunities in South Africa and abroad. But there has been significant irregularities at the PIC, and there were also some irregularities at the Pension Fund Administrator, the GPAA. And it seems as if it overshadows the performance of the GEPF. How concerned are you about this? Because it must have not only a financially negative impact on the GEPF, but it can also harm its reputation. How do you approach this? What do you do when you see such allegations?
So those allegations are indeed concerning for the GEPF board and obviously the wider public, including our members. But the safeguards that we have at the GEPF is through the contracts that we have with our service providers. There are mechanisms in place to ensure that the board can hold our service providers accountable. And those allegations, to the extent that they may be true or not true, those organizations will deal with them in line with their own policies. We safeguard the interests of the fund in line with the contracts that we have with these service providers, and we hold them accountable accordingly.
Have you held them accountable, especially maybe after the Mpati Commission also highlighted serious irregularities?
As previously reported, post the Mpati Commission of Inquiry report, there are a number of recommendations that the Mpati Commission had made specifically for GEPF, which we have implemented, like tightening the mandate with the PIC. We've put in additional controls. We've got additional oversight governance structures at the GEPF, looking specifically at the PIC's unlisted investment. So there has been changes, and the relationship between the two organizations is a work in progress. We continue to engage to find each other and ensure alignment of interests.
But if there is corruption at the PIC, which involves the GEPF money, who takes the final financial hit? Would it be the GEPF?
The GEPF would do so, but then the mechanisms that I indicated, there are mechanisms to, at the point where the GEPF can demonstrate that the PIC acted not in the best interest of the GEPF, there would be mechanisms for the GEPF to seek recourse.
Is it compulsory for the GEPF to invest through the PIC, or do you have room to also use other private sector asset managers?
In law, it's not compulsory, but there have been benefits for the GEPF using the PIC. The growth and the returns that we've seen from the portfolio, the bulk of it comes from assets that the PIC manages for us. So the PIC is delivering for the GEPF and its members. Most of the negative talk comes from the unlisted portfolio, which accounts for less than 5% of the portfolio. It does not justify that these allegations are a concern, but it demonstrates that the PIC is delivering based on the mandate that we have with them. They focus a lot, like I've indicated, 80% of our investments are in the listed exchange as well as fixed income instruments like bonds. Those continue to deliver for us, and they're managed by the PIC. We also benefit from economies of scale. If we were to give out some of our assets or spread them across multiple managers, we'll end up paying more fees than we pay generally because of the advantage of economies of scale.
So it seems you are very happy with the performance of the PIC, and you are happy with the structures that are in place to guide the corporate governance at the PIC.
These continue to be deliberated on and exhausted, and if to the extent that they need to be referred to the shareholder, the Minister of Finance, those engagements will go on. We monitor the mandate with the PIC sufficiently to ensure that there are no gaps in the management of our investments.
Musa, thank you so much for your time. That was Musa Mabeza, die uitvoerende hoof van die GEPF. Skalk, groot fonds, belangrike fonds in Suid-Afrika. Wat het jou beïndruk of nie beïndruk nie?
Ja, ek moet sê, hierdie onderhoud was vir my baie goed, want die ding wat vir my uitgestaan het, is die feit dat hulle nou 20% van hulle bates in die buitenland kan belê. Ek het so 2 jaar terug het ons hierdie onderhoud juist gehad, en toe het jy nog vir hulle gevra, is dit nie 'n beperking, om daai stadium het kon hulle maar 10% van die geld in die buitenland belê, en ek dink juist 'n rede, die feit dat hulle soveel van hulle geld binne in Suid-Afrika moes belê, kon belê, ek dink dis deels van die rede hoekom hulle niks so goed gedoen het.
Laat Portfolium se kundige finansiële adviseurs jou bystaan om 'n beter uitkoms vir aftrede te verseker. Veral indien jy lid van die GEPF is wat nou die opsie geniet om vrywillig vroeër af te tree. SMS die woord RAND na 37522 teen R1 en stuur 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Portfolium is 'n geregistreerde FTV BSNV's aanlyn beskikbaar.
Is jy 55 jaar of ouer en 'n lid van die GEPF? Goeie nuus is jy kan nou op 'n vroeë aftrede gaan sonder enige penalisasies en moontlike addisionele vergoeding kry volgens jou diensjare. Vrae soos: hoe benut ek my volle belastingvrye voordeel uniek deur die GEPF met aftrede? Wat gebeur met my mediese subsidie as ek sou vroeër aftree? Hoe betaal ek so min as moontlik belasting gedurende my aftrede en kan ek dit werklik bekostig? Jy het net tyd tot 30 November om hierdie lewensveranderende besluit te neem. Stuur 'n SMS teen R1 met die woord RAND na 37522 of rig 'n e-pos aan info@portfolium.co.za. Niemand verstaan die GEPF beter as Portfolium nie. Laat ons jou bystaan om 'n ingeligte besluit te neem.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.